What's up, Who Dat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
All right, what's up, Who Dat Nation? Oh, both in the U.S. and the U.K. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm here with your other host, Ben. He's down on the bottom, I'm going to say left of my screen, at least. And my drunk skill rating right now is a 0, maybe a 1. I started a little late because I know I got to at least know what I'm doing with the controls over here. But I did start with a bloody buddy. I did taste the pistachio Kyle, which was recommended by Dr. Hudat on Twitter, which was amaretto, triple sec, and Sprite, and it actually did taste like pistachio ice cream. I did like it. So this is the moment we've all been waiting for since last Tuesday. The second annual crossover podcast episode between the Dome Patrol podcast and the UK Saints podcast, and this is the best way for anybody to tailgate tailgate for the 2019 season.
I thought you said you were a 0.
Maybe I'm not. We couldn't be more excited to have the fellas from the UK Saints podcast on our show, and vice versa. Just like last year, we'll publish half the show on the Dome Patrol podcast, and the Brits publish the other half of the show on the UK Saints podcast. .uk, Jason, you missed it. But if
we're going to do it.
Come on, James. But if you're watching live on Facebook, you'll be treated to the entire show, errors and all. And you can participate in the live chat as the six of us wander through a plethora of topics. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number and what jersey are you wearing?
The jersey I'm wearing is Marcus Lattimore, who will be a part of one of my bowl predictions sure to go wrong later tonight. But I will go with a 3.2. I've been drinking screwdrivers for about an hour.
Okay.
But I had a little panic time. I lost my internet a half hour ago, of course.
Classic Jason.
But luckily, hey, I fixed it and we're all right. So.
All right. And Damon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Jeff.
All right.
Ready for the season to start.
You didn't get the jersey memo. We predicted you wouldn't be worn a jersey.
Well, I have more jerseys than y'all do.
He just doesn't wear them.
Yeah. Did you just say that sounded like shirt.
I have more jerseys than you do.
It's
Jason, yeah. All right.
Ben, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I reckon about 1.5 at the moment. I wasn't sure if I was going to have a number tonight after semantics last night, but I got back on the wagon, been to a soccer game this afternoon over here, had a few beers there, but now I am on gin and tonics for the rest of the evening.
Gin and tonic, all right. And what did you tell the wait staff or someone?
Long story short, cricket over here is an evening social game. Quite high class game, would you say, James? A bit of a high class game?
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's classier than baseball. That's the similarity.
Well,
and basically, I got accused of buying drinks for someone underage by a steward there. And I turned around to the steward and said, if anyone's going to buy drinks to an underage person in this game, it's going to be you with that dodgy beard, you nonce. It's like a paedophile over here. And then I got escorted out the stadium. So I've had a really good 24 hours.
Very good. Speaking of 24 hours, Ash, welcome to the show.
Speaking of nonsense.
Well, that too. Are you almost done with your Facebook jail and your holiday and your everything else? Welcome back to the world.
The world. I got 2 hours left of Facebook jail.
All right. And what's your number?
I'm currently at 2 because I'm drinking some cider, but I'm also taking some shots of Southern Comfort too.
All right. He's chasing the Southern Comfort with his cider.
Yeah.
And then we've got
the other way around.
Well, we'll see. Well, we will see if you're watching the Facebook live stream. James, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I would say a 0.5.
All right.
I'm halfway through a can of Elvis juice.
And what is Elvis juice?
It is a grapefruit-infused IPA.
Look at that juice, man. That can is huge.
From it. No, it's not. It's a small can.
Tiny E!
6.5% and is very, very potent after a few. So,
Yeah, all that right. Elvis juice will do that.
Yeah, it will.
All right. So if you're watching on the live stream, feel free to say hello. Feel free to type something as we speak. We'll get to it just like we always do. In the meantime, we're not going to go segment by segment. We're going to go thing by thing. And I guess the first thing is we want to ask you, the Dome Patrol wants to ask the Saints UK, how have you gotten over, if you have, the NFC Championship game?
Bullshit.
All right. That's a no for Ash.
Godell's a twat.
No argument here.
Every time it gets brought up, it's more painful and painful. I struggle still. I'm not going to lie. I was quite bad. I think the guys were there. I went a couple of days.
Suicidal.
Yeah, suicidal. It was heartbreaking. It really hurts. Talking about it now still hurts.
I mean, I'm still not over the San Francisco game in 2011, so oof. I think this one's going to take some time. Although, when we play the Rams in week two, I'm sure that'll help because I think we're going to win that one.
So something with me coming back, it took me a long time to get over it. I don't even want to think about football for a while. But now that the season's here, like, yeah, same season starting up again, I'm excited. But, like, there's a little something just not there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, at this point,
You mean besides your hair?
God, I hate that, man. You know, like last year, I was a rabid dog coming back at this point, and I still feel the same way about wanting the Saints to fuck the NFL and do all this. But there's just something that's, you know, something's just off. Like that whole thing just totally took a piece of Saints fandom away from me that I can't get back. I don't think. I mean, obviously, fuck that. But I know y'all have to be excited to have the season start again. But is, you know, do y'all feel the same way, or is there something different?
But I haven't been 2.0. Smash the fuck out of them.
I thought like this time next year, last year and the years before, I've been so excited for it, but I don't know. I probably will get there when the season starts, but it's just hard at the moment because everything just goes back to that one play.
But it's
well, absolutely. Name. You know, I mean, look, we said this, we talked about it during the off season. It's just, you know, in 2017 against Minnesota, yeah, we messed up. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Again, last year I was so excited and I wanted to go to. I wanted to win that Super Bowl in Atlanta. You know, nothing. You know, that is a trump card of all trump. Not only do we have two Super Bowls, but we have one in your house. And to have that opportunity taken away by nothing you've done on the field. You know, I mean, fuck. So it doesn't matter. All the hard work, all the fucking blood, sweat, and tears the players put into it, the time, effort, and money we put into it as fans. Ah, fuck it. Oh, my bad. Sorry. My bad. We'll catch, you know how hard it is to get the number one seed in that stadium?
Yep.
So, yeah. So, I feel like, well, fuck, it doesn't matter. You know? I'll wait till they get to the Super Bowl to get excited. Wow.
I mean, I get it. I get it because it's kind of like why – it's like you said a long time ago when we were kids in the bar, Damon, and you were bartending when you were talking about like it's like having sex with a supermodel. You know, it's like now that we've won a Super Bowl, we've been to the NFC Championship game, we've been as close as we were with Minnesota, we've been as close as we were with the Rams, you know, sex with anybody else is just meh. You know, so a regular season game is meh. You know, it's hard to get excited over the first 16 games because they don't matter. And then now, I mean, they matter, but in the context of the conversation, they don't matter. And then now, even the first weeks of the playoffs don't matter because it could just be taken away from you by the NFL.
Right. Yeah. One play.
What you do. You know how hard it is just to stay healthy enough to get there, not just play well enough.
Right. Unless you're the Patriots. Right. But, you know, no. So, again, so that does have my excitement, you know. covered up a little bit, you know, tampered down. So
the fact is that Goodell's, you know, team, the Rams, only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. And of course, gave Tom Brady and the Patriots their sixth Super Bowl, which is fair enough. I think that we would have given them a bigger game. But then, you know, Goodell and his band of misfits, you know, saying, right, we'll have the LA Rams win the Super Bowl. And then they fucked it up. So good luck to them.
I get so disgusted every time I'm watching one of the talking heads and talk about the Rams, and the Rams are going to be good. Fuck the Rams. The Rams lost in their first playoff game 2 years ago. They should have lost in the fucking, you know, Superdome. They shouldn't even have been there in the Super Bowl. Fuck the Rams. Like you said, actually, they love to blow them because they're in L.A. And L.A. doesn't give a shit about the Rams. No one's from L.A. You know? So, yeah, that I get it. I'm still salty over all that. But I did want to say something to the UK guys. If you listen to what Jeff just said, he said back in the day when I was bartending, you know, you said this. They say that all the time. I was like a 21-year-old dude, and they listened to what the fuck I said. I wish I would have known. I would have given them better advice. You know?
He wouldn't have just given us his porn mags under his sink.
Right, you know, or tell him it tastes like a penny. You know, I mean, you know, just, I would have, you know, watched what I told y'all.
Stand close. You don't know how short you really are. You know.
At least you didn't get kicked out of a cricket match like Ben for doing that.
No. But I was definitely serving underage kids.
Well, we weren't paying.
Well, this is true.
All right. Next thing is another thing. How did you get over the Women's World Cup?
What?
How did you get over the Women's World Cup?
My daughter is still salty about that.
Yeah. I didn't know women played football.
USA, USA, USA.
I didn't know that was a thing over here.
My little girl's 10 years old and she just started watching football and she was in tears that night. So thank you.
I went down to the pub and didn't watch it. Women's football over here has got such a way to go. So small. They don't even get 1,000 people to a game these days.
Well, our women are – it's not to say that they're better than the men, but they clearly are better against own kind than our men are against their own kind. And so you support the winner, right? You know? Until the men win, and then it's like, what? The women's team, what?
Ben's the type of person that if the women's team would have been in the World Cup final and won it, he'd have been at the parade in London watching them lift it on a bus and all that. Don't worry about that.
Absolutely.
Right, I support women's rights to play football. Well, speaking of women playing football, what about this woman wanting to kick for the Bears, is it?
Carly Lloyd. Yeah. Well, their kickers are shit, and I mean...
Didn't she nail a 55-yarder? Was it 55 yards?
So the debate over that is she nailed it, but she had a longer running start than...
It was practice. It wasn't like it was two games.
She didn't have the amount of. I mean, she had more time. She had no one rushing her to block it. And that's what a lot of people were saying. Like anybody who can kick can make that. It's a practice. So do it in a game setting where you've got the full 22 players on the field and they're trying to block it. And can you do it? I support it. Like if she can make a team, I want her to make a team. I think that would be awesome.
Is there no rules to say it's male only? I'm not saying I'm getting
that. Not that I know of.
No. There's no gender rule. Just women can't compete in American football.
Would be very interesting if a kick was blocked, for instance, and she had to dive on the ball to retrieve it.
Well, we've already seen what females are like. You know, they don't dive on the ball. Just look at the Super
Cam Bowl. Newton. Yeah.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater did that against the Chargers a couple of weeks ago when he
it was pre-season.
Yeah, but he still shit his pants and was like, nah, not having that.
That's pre-season. Why would you? I wouldn't.
Not going to risk getting hurt. He's the backup quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
Apparently.
He is.
Oh, here we go. Teddy Taysom talk now.
All right. Let's get into it then. So you guys on the last show, James, alluded to a reason why Saints fans, especially in Louisiana, may not be behind Teddy as much as they are behind Taysom.
Yep.
And I mean, I think there are some fans that probably is true for. But aside from that, what else is it? Like, why is it the hysteria for Taysom? Like, why, other than, like, he's that exciting, but if he were the actual quarterback, he would not line up for tight end. He would not play special teams. He would not do all those things. He would just be a quarterback.
I mean, you look at Taysom Hill, he probably saves the Saints, you know, two roster spots out of the 53 by being able to play different positions. If he's the backup quarterback, you lose that and you have to have the other two players in to take his place. Now, you know, he's good at what he does, but what I don't think he's good at is being a quarterback.
I disagree now, actually. I was all aboard the Teddy Bridgewater, but this season, yeah, I'd go with Teddy. But I think the jump we've seen from Taysom's quarterback play is being very impressive. And I'd quite like to see...
Against third stringers.
I know, but it was against third stringers last year. He's got the ability. Taysom, when he played last season in the preseason.
And this year.
And this year, but you saw the jump from what he was last year to what he is this year. Let's see if he can make the jump next year.
Why didn't Sean Payton put him in against the ones and twos in preseason this year? Why did he keep him back for the second half of all of the preseason games?
Not me.
I think that's a fair, and I would argue that means that Sean Payton's already decided that Teddy is the number two. And he doesn't plan on Taysom being the number two, at least not now. So this year, especially, Teddy's got to be ready to play quarterback, just in case.
Absolutely.
It's the fan.
Yep.
That doesn't mean Taysom won't win the job at some point if he continues to improve, as you put, which I agree, he has improved. But, yeah, like, we've got to see him play the real role of quarterback against real people. Before anybody can say he's better than Teddy, maybe they're equal. To me, they're equal as far as the quarterback play is concerned. I think they're on equal footing, 50-50.
The way they've performed this preseason, I would agree with that. Yeah,
right.
But if God forbid this happens, that Drew goes down for a month, who's going to play? Who would you rather have as quarterback for a month?
You'd see him sharing it. I really think you would see him sharing it.
No,
you can't. But you have to have one quarterback. I think I'd rather Teddy Bridgewater.
So he would, if he shared time, Ben, you're talking about Taysom just doing the same thing he's doing when Drew is that kind of
a lot more, but a lot more.
No. If Breeze would go down and Teddy would be your starter, which would then make Hill your second string, I think you'd see less of him. You know, you couldn't risk him.
That's fine.
He wouldn't be on special teams or anything like that.
No, he wouldn't be on any of that.
No, he wouldn't be doing that sort of stuff, but I can see him.
Did we lose Jason?
Yep.
Yeah, he'll be joining. I'm sure he'll come.
It just gotten better in here.
Yeah, it actually popped James up to the top. James, you made enough solid point that you moved up to the top. And James is the Jason of the UK Saints podcast, and so it only makes sense that he takes...
Fuck you, James, you bald-headed cunt.
That was good.
Yes.
But, okay, where were we? Okay, so Taysom stepping in. I mean, I'll put it this way. Ben, if that were to happen, I don't think Sean Payton is that foolish, because that has never worked to do a two quarterback 50-50. It is never, I've never seen it actually work. I've never seen a team win.
Sean Payton's ego, I could see him trying it.
To prove the point?
Yeah.
That what?
That you can do it.
Well, then I hope he would be right and that he would be the first to succeed with it. All right, Jason did text. He's resetting his internet. All right. Anything left on Taysom, Teddy? I mean,
Ash, what do you think? We've not heard from you yet.
Yeah.
I'm just getting drunk. I'm listening to the conversations. I'm just
He's enjoying the show.
I'm currently on the Rattler now, which is again 6%. Okay, from Healy Cider Farm is great. So I'm enjoying the conversation, getting pissed. So crack on.
Your wife's a lucky lady.
And she's actually in the living room watching Cat in the Hat. So.
She's not watching a replay of the U.S. women's soccer.
she doesn't like soccer, mate. Same with me, she doesn't like soccer.
She's Welsh. They don't get to eat like good TV. Still in black and white.
That's right. All right, so let's move topics to the Ring of Honor. Gail Benson, we didn't talk about this on our last show. I think you guys might have kind of touched on it, if memory serves me correct. But Gail Benson mentioned that someone will be inducted into the Ring of Honor this year. We don't know who, but who do you think it will be versus who do you think it should be?
Well, look, I have the, you know, you throw a bunch of names out there. Colston, Pat Swilling, Sam Mills, maybe Hoki Gajon, Jari Evans, Jim Mora, Vilma. But I think who it's going to be, it's not going to be a football player. I think it's going to be Jim Henderson.
Jim Henderson, yeah.
You know, Jim Henderson, because I believe, even though Archie's in there, Archie's the only player in there who's not in the NFL Hall of Fame. So okay. I really, and this has changed, but I do believe it's going to be, you know, that standard for the Ring of Honor is going to be Hall of Famers. So until, you know, so again, Jari, maybe, you know, they might put him in one day, but I really think Jim Henderson, for all he did for this organization for 30 years, No, guys from the UK, I don't know. Did y'all get to listen to Jim Henderson?
Only on replays.
Only on the replays, yeah.
James, if you could turn your mic up if it's possible. We did get a comment of asking about that on the live stream.
Okay. Oh, that's Ryan, that is. The Fallen podcaster.
Oh, so he's going to poke everything wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so... Damon, I'll tell you why I don't think Jim Henderson, even though I agree he belongs there. Because they didn't they do Tom Benson last year?
They did.
So non-player. I don't think they're going to go 2 years in a row with non-players. So I think if it's going to be a player, I mean, and they just put Colston and Reggie in the Saints Hall of Fame, so I think they're not going to be Ring of Honor.
Right.
Because they already saved that for later. So now if we're kind of like process of elimination, I don't think you do Sam Mills because, A, he played too much for the Carolina Panthers. And
no, bullshit.
The statue of him out front.
Well, that's right. They stole Sam Mills. Sam Mills was a leader of the Dome Patrol.
I got it.
And it's time we fucking stop letting Carolina, those fucking panties, and their... Who's playing with the vibrator?
Ben.
Where's that sound coming from?
Ben.
Yeah, turn your volume down. Turn your volume down.
Turn your volume down. Now we
Jesus start. Christ.
But anyway, yeah, no, I definitely think we need to reclaim Sam Mills as the greatest middle linebacker in Saints history.
Okay. Argument for Sam Mills.
And Sam Mills might go into the NFL Hall of Fame.
What about Gleason? While he, and I saw this on Twitter, somebody made the comment, while he's still here to enjoy it, to be aware and cognizant of it.
I do not believe that Steve Gleason deserves to be in the Ring of Honor.
Okay.
He made one great play. He's an inspiration. God bless him. But I do not think that he deserves to be in the Ring of Honor.
And how many great plays did Jim Henderson make?
Hakeem drops the ball. Hakeem drops the ball. You know, picks him for. I mean, how many?
Right, well,
Hakeem drops the ball.
You know, no. I mean, there's so many iconic Jim Henderson, you know, calls that we know.
Right. He was there for them.
Right. Yeah, I get God bless Steve Gleason. I just don't believe he I don't think he should be in the Ring of Honor.
Guys, what do you think?
Come on, Will say Smith. Something, guys.
Will Smith here.
Will Smith.
Was he
That's
good
what
enough?
I was thinking.
Is it just more of a sentimental?
Right.
Like Gleason.
No.
If you're going on pure talent, I generally think Vilma.
Vilma, again, we don't realize how much we didn't appreciate him enough when he was in. You know, he was the quarterback of that defense. He was instrumental to our Super Bowl victory. Instrumental, so many victories back then. We really, really miss having someone that.
Can we just trade for all New York Jets linebackers? Because the two we've
got. That's it. That's our look. We want a cornerback from the Bills or a linebacker from the Jets. You know, that's
linebacker from the Jets because they always do work out for us, don't they?
We definitely don't want a safety from the Bills, though.
No safety.
Or running back.
Or running back, yeah.
We don't want anybody from the Bills, okay?
No.
You know, you can keep it up there. All right, anybody else on the Ring of Honor?
Who you think? Give me a name.
Deuce McAllister.
Deuce could be a good one.
I could go with Deuce.
Is it too early? Put Deuce in there because he has done a lot for Louisiana, and he's done a lot for this team, so put him in. You know, me and James and Ben were lucky enough in, you know, the 2017 season to see him in London when the Saints played the Dolphins.
Nice bloke. Nice
you know, lovely, he, lovely he bloke. Was an absolutely, you know, lovely bloke. And the fact is Ben put his hand next to Juice's, and it's like, you know, three times the size as Ben's. So
that was his hand, by the way, he was talking about. Nothing
yeah,
else.
Hand.
It'd be role reversal is the other thing. Mine was three times bigger than Jesus.
Yeah, so Deuce McAllister would be my that would be my one, Deuce McAllister.
And Deuce McAllister is the all-time Saints leading rusher.
Yep. Could have been Mark Ingram, but he fucked up at Baltimore.
That's his agent fuck-up.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm annoyed about that still.
I could totally see Deuce. The only thing is, is it too soon for Deuce simply because he's still on the radio? Like, do you have to wait till a guy retires before? I know he's retired from football, but he's still working for the Saints organization.
No, still forgiving.
No.
Right. Do Nicolette?
It's not a belt.
the belt bandit.
The ring.
Are you still blocked from his Twitter account, I take it?
I will tell you now, one second. I got my phone right here. Let me find out. The belt bandit. I offered him a fight in London Airport for a belt match, me and him, but he blocked me, the prick. I'll tell you now, one second. Hang on, let's have a look. Junior Gillette, let's have a look.
All right. And while you look for that, I will move us to topics if that's okay.
I've got the next one.
Is season cuts. So players got their walking papers between yesterday and today, right? And let's see what I've got here for the list. I mean, we don't have to go through every one. We can only look at the ones maybe that matter. Jaquizz Rodgers, I just want to bring him up because I think it's awesome that the Saints picked him up for the specific purpose of just turn around and cut him. That's, I believe, that was the whole plan all along. let's see who else we got. Cyril Grayson Jr. This is one that I think some people were hopeful for just because Louisiana connection, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And Trayvon Dural as well.
Go on, you carry on.
No, I mean, I think it'd be easy to talk about who do you think is going to make, you know, what rookies are actually going to be on the team, you know. I don't know that we'll have any surprise cuts. Do you feel that way, that we'll have anybody?
The list I'm looking at, then nobody surprises me. And there's no name on there that I'm like, oh, wow. Like, Emmanuel Butler was not cut, to my knowledge.
Not yet.
I thought he would be one.
From all the hype, he's just gone quiet.
Yeah, maybe they'll put him on the practice squad.
Yeah, he could clear waivers. He could clear waivers. You know, Harris made the team, obviously. I believe, you know.
Well, yeah.
What do you do about running back? Who do you keep?
Well, Dwayne like Washington.
It looks like they kept
Washington.
Digbo. They kept them both.
Well, it's not over yet. I mean, it's not over yet. That would be something. Wow, you think? I guess you could keep four backs. Does one of them contribute on special teams?
We've got 20 players still to cut today, I think.
Okay.
Okay. So then, I think if you're going to keep a fourth running back, it's going to be a special teams contributor.
You have to.
May or may not, right?
Right. I mean, I think Butler, Hampton, Azigbo, you know, I think they make the 53-man roster. Not counting McCoy, you know, Eric McCoy.
Yeah, well, James, Ash, have you seen the Bills? Did Christian Wade actually make it into the team, or did he go on the practice squad?
Don't care.
He'd have to be on the practice squad because he's the international pathway through the back door, Goddell's out type thing.
Oh, I think he gets a chance to get into the actual 52.
How did that work? Does every team get one of those?
No, it's like they select a division every year and then they say, right, it's like last year was the AFC North. This year, I think it's the AFC East. So they have one player from international and it could be from anywhere. So it's like the UK, Germany, France, or, you know, places like that. And then they obviously get to assign to a team and they'll give 11th spot for a practice squad so that they can learn the rule book, the playbook. And things like that. It's like with Alex Jenkins with the Saints. He was on the practice squad for 2 years. You know, he obviously didn't make the cut because obviously we drafted Marcus Davenport and now I think he's with the Giants, I think he is now.
No, he's been cut by them as well.
Oh, he's been cut with... Oh, well, fuck him anyway, Chris. Right. Fuck him.
Turn down our interview, didn't know.
Yeah. Screw him, twat.
Yeah.
Right.
Jason's back!
There's no sound to Jason.
There's no sound, though.
There's no sound.
We can't hear you, Jason.
No. Which is a good thing, because he looks like a fat man Pee Wee Herman.
Fat man Pee Wee Herman?
There we go! Classic Jason.
Just takes a bit of insulting and he comes out.
Yeah, well, yeah. I put it on mute to go away and handle stuff, and I came back and it's disconnected, and then my whole internet's disconnected, so I unplugged everything. It was still out, then I called AT&T, and they were working on it, and then, oh, magically it came back, so here we are.
How much do you pay for your teeth whitener?
All natural, baby. Every time I go to the dentist, he's like, man, these are some of the most perfect teeth I've ever seen.
That's a plastic surgeon's teeth.
Well, I'm just an accountant. They're not British teeth. I mean, come on.
What did I just walk in on?
We're talking about teeth.
I go to make a drink, and all of a sudden, I hear I'm talking about teeth. I thought we were past that.
I thought we were too.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to fire back, so I just called him a fat version of Pee Wee Herman. So,
yeah,
I did see the Pee Wee tweet.
I would expect nothing less. I mean, come on.
But I love you, so you know.
Of course, look, we love each other, except for David.
Exactly.
Ash has had too much to drink already.
Yeah. What's that?
He started to say he loves people. That's too much already.
Pretty much. I haven't even started yet. It's the only second bottle.
Well, I went ahead and switched, and now I got some bourbon. So this is probably going to end well for me.
I've got vodka and cherry squirts. Squirts from the gash.
Squirt out a little bit into the pants, but you know.
That's right.
Oh, so you guys know what gash means?
Well, we do now.
Yes. No, but wait a second. Gash means the same thing over here.
Okay.
So maybe you might want to tell Jeff Duncan that then.
he knows what it means. He knows. I mean, you know, maybe not as prominently as y'all, but you can call it a gash. You know?
I did text him up and said, you do realize what that means over here.
Why are you affiliating yourself with Jeff Duncan? That's the bigger issue.
Fuck him. He's a nice guy.
No, fuck him.
No, he's not.
No. Ooh, Ben.
Thank you, man, for this one.
What have you done, Ben?
Ben,
he took a lot of time out for us when he came over here. He's a really nice guy.
I did. I saw that. I couldn't listen to it just because fuck Jeff Duncan. But
that's one of our most listened episodes, actually.
Because people wanted to tell him to go fuck himself.
he's all right. He's all right.
James, did you get any invite to that interview? Because I didn't.
There's a reason you didn't, Ash. Let's be honest.
That would have been fucking fantastic.
He probably had that in his list of stipulations. Like, I'll do it as long as Ash isn't there.
Unfortunately, James,
I'm entertainment, so fuck you.
To be fair, he offered to take us all out for dinner and everything. Unfortunately, the other guys couldn't get down to London for it. Oh, yeah.
All right. So I got a question here. Damon wanted to bring this up. Where is Damon?
He's gone somewhere.
Good.
You can't hear me?
We can't
see you.
Okay.
We just can't see you.
That's probably a good thing.
He's going to get a jersey. He's going to get a jersey on.
He's on his phone, and if you switch screens and you're on your internet looking at porn, then it takes the video off.
Oh, shit.
Joe Horn's comment that the NFL should be flag football for safety.
That's just a piss take.
That's because his son's playing now. That's all it is.
Damon?
Well, correct. I mean, that's what he's talking about, the safety of the youth and all that. But I think it is a little, first of all, it's an incredible stupid idea.
Oh, so he was serious?
Oh, yeah. I believe he was, yeah.
Sausage.
Barbecue sauce.
Ricky Jackson has a sausage. Come on, man.
Okay.
He said, it might be touch football by then. You know what? That's good. Horny, but because if people pay millions of dollars, if they pay their hard-earned money to see superstar athletes play flag football, it is what it is. It's more safe. I'm sick and tired of trying to make football safe. I'm sick and tired of trying to make the world safe, The world isn't safe. The world is a dangerous, shitty fucking place, and you're going to get your feelings hurt, and you're going to get fucking hurt. That's life. Fuck it.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up. Everybody wants to be safe. Oh, safe. Don't hurt my feelings. Oh.
Here, that's why I've been in Facebook jail.
Right.
So perhaps we should all walk around wearing pads and helmet then, if that's the case, right. All day, every day.
Right. Like the kid in the bubble.
Some people
do. I mean, it really is, frightening.
I guarantee if the NFL really went to flag football per Joe Horn's idea, the XFL becomes the dominant football league in the world.
Right.
With Tampa Bay and their cartoon-looking logo, Cobra Khan.
People like violence. You take professional boxing in the 60s and 70s. Boxing was brutal. 15, 16 round fights. I mean, look at Joe Frazier. I mean, okay, yeah, it's not good for his health, but
whose fan is that?
But you took the violence out of it. You made 12 rounds. They stopped the fight. And nobody watches boxing anymore. It's been replaced by MMA, which is a more violent sport.
Not in this country. Boxing is still miles ahead.
Country proper.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right. They're come on, put up your dukes. I'm like, come on, put up your dukes.
Civilized.
Put up your dukes, bloke.
Well, but an Englishman can't even beat a fat Mexican. Can't even beat a fat Mexican, I mean, that's a shame. It really is,
So, I think you're right, Damon. As boxing became more safety conscious and they put more rules on it, the sport kind of fell off, and MMA in the U.S. apparently only had a climb to fame. And even football, yes, human beings, it's not even America, but human beings are drawn to spectator violence. I mentioned it at the top of whatever you were saying, the gladiator all the way back. I mean, they built Coliseum. I mean, that's all the American football is modern-day gladiator sports.
Right.
And something else might take its place, and we'll see all these beautiful stadiums crumbling except for the Superdome, because we're going to continue to invest money in keeping it up.
Forever. So what we do. forever.
All right. Well,
anyway, that was Horn's comment.
So that's just a stupid thing for him to say. Unpopular opinion. Joe Horn's a fucking idiot, and he's always been a fucking idiot. A great receiver. I love that he helped us out at a time, and I would have loved him to have been able to play with Drew Brees. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, kind of like, Damon, how you feel about Drew Brees.
He did play with Drew Brees.
But you don't care about him as a person? Okay, one season.
Yeah.
But, like, Joe Horn's one of those guys. Joe Horn's a fucking idiot. He's always been
an idiot. He absolutely is.
Unpopular opinion. Smoking is fun, kids.
Well, hey, now vaping's killing people, so there you go.
Oh, it is? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's called vape lung.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. Climate change is going to fuck us all anyway, so you might as well fuck it right up.
Yeah. We are all going to be fucked pretty soon.
Unless Donald Trump can buy Greenland.
Is this nuking of the hurricane going to work, by the way?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you did. You saw it. Took a hard right. Head up.
He scared it off.
Said, holy shit, Trump is going to fire a nuke at me? Yeah, maybe I'll stay away from America.
He didn't have to nuke it. He didn't have to nuke it. He just had to say it, threaten it, and it did it. See? I'm right.
I swear, right. English and American politics is just trying to trump each other. Actually, just go. I bet I can fuck up and go, oh, no, wait.
Hold my beer.
I was going to say, how's that Brexit going?
It's going really well.
Yeah.
Crash just took a Brexit. He must have had to go pee.
There he is.
All right, Blaine.
We
got a little Blaine. A Blaine watching. So Iron Lung. Speaking of lungs, that's our nickname for our friend Blaine. Iron Lung.
Ash, what you doing there? Making tea?
No. I've just mixed some cider and some Southern Comfort.
Some Southern Comfort. There you go.
In a cup. So I got a mix of both in a cup because I'm sick of
there you go.
What cup? What cup are you having it in, Ash?
My Biggie C Mafia cup. Yeah, there's some product placement for you, like, but geez.
how come we don't have some Big Easy Mafia cups?
Well, this I'm is the thing. You know what? Good thing you brought this up because the last crossover you said I was going to send you some cups, which I was, and you said to send it to Jason. But where the fuck does Jason live?
No one knows.
We don't know. Yeah. Look, after the show, I'll text you. You can send it to me. I won't give. I won't. Don't send Jason to me because I won't give it to him.
If you're gonna send it,
shut the fuck up.
This motherfucker, you rum chata bitch. So if you're gonna send it now, go ahead and send it to Damon because in about 4 or 5 weeks, I'm gonna be in a different place, but it's gonna be a better place. So the next time any of you guys come down to a
city, and the internet will work.
He's moving to Far Island.
I'm moving from the country into civilized city life.
Yeah, Jason doesn't have internet.
I do, but only sometimes.
Right, only if his dog's on the treadmill.
Or hair.
God.
Jason, Damon, I will send you 3 of these for you to disperse to the other 3.
Actually, honestly, you know what? Hold on. You should send it to Jeff because Damon's not even going to give it to us. He's going to fuck us.
No, you won't. I trust Damon.
No, I won't.
I know.
Jeff lives in Dallas.
He's going to rub his cock all over it, let's be honest.
Damon won't even
That I might.
I don't want one. I'm good.
Yeah. Damon can't even pay a bet we made 5 years ago.
I've never got sent one.
Wow.
I've got another question for you. Back to Saints football. Do you think this is going to be Drew Brees' last year?
If we win a Super Bowl, yes. If we don't, then no.
James, he's done. He's done after this year, whatever happens.
Wow.
Why?
Last season, I think if we'd have won the Super Bowl last year, he wouldn't have come back this year. I think he's going to give it one more year and then that's going to be it. His kids are getting older. He's already started making comments about wanting to spend time with them as they're growing up. I just think this will be the time that he calls it quits.
Now, James, Drew would have definitely come back this year, even if we'd won a Super Bowl. And I think I've said this on the podcast before, because that cheap bastard isn't passing up $25 million. You know, he could be in a wheelchair, and if they said, we'll give you $25 million, Drew Brees would roll his happy ass out there. And I'm not saying I blame him. But
he would have rolled.
But he would definitely have been back. But what do y'all think, do you think toward the end of the year, because of his advanced age, that he was a different quarterback at the end of the year?
I think he got injured in the Falcons game.
You think he was injured?
Yeah, I think because he made a tackle with the shoulder, and I think he got injured.
And the line was a bit banged up in front of him as well.
Absolutely. Something was wrong. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, Even Wolford, I think the only one healthy really on that line was Ramchek.
Aaron Armstead can't play more than 5 games a year.
That's true.
That'll be very interesting to see what happens when your contract comes up, because I don't think we'll be
I love Taron Armstead. I love the potential. I love what he can
do. It's not just the potential. Like, when he's in, he is great.
Well, I mean the potential for, like, if he were to play 16 games. But the point being, like, come on. I would almost, and maybe I'm wrong, but almost, rarely.
Probably.
Almost would prefer someone with lesser talent, marginally lesser, to play 16 games than to have to constantly play the 3-card Monty with the offensive line because of him.
I think 13 games of Taron Armstead is better than 16 games of somebody less good.
Wouldn't surprise me if he continues having this sort of problems that we don't draft.
Nope, I lost you.
Yeah, you went there, man.
I wonder if it was just me.
I said it wouldn't surprise me if we drafted one.
Like a left guard?
Well, no, yes. I think we need a tackle because you've also got Andrew Pete, free agent after this year. And I don't
think... What we brought Easton in for?
Right, yeah, I don't think we keep... I don't think we keep Pete after this year.
No.
He's gone. So we're definitely going to need a tackle. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a free agent. We have money to spend elsewhere. We have Easton. We can slide in a guard. We're not paying Pete.
You got clap.
You have too many other guys that you're going to have to pay that are deserving.
Who told you Jason had the clap?
Clap.
Next off-season is going to be really interesting because somebody is going to leave who is a really good player.
This and next year. These great drafts of 16, 17, 18. I mean, this is it.
Yeah.
I think it might be Von Bell that goes.
If he plays well enough, maybe they keep him around and then let Marcus Williams walk.
It wouldn't surprise me if Von Bell got the franchise tag if he has a good season.
The thing that I know that's going to happen is Kamara's going to hold out next year, so we all need to anticipate that.
Not lose like our shit like we did last time with Thomas holding out.
And James, you say Von Bell gets the tag.
If he has a good season, if he carries on the way he's going.
Which he will. If he's playing for a contract this year, that's why he's going to be better.
True.
Who else is up for a contract at the end of this year?
I think Onyemata is up.
Rankins?
No. Rankins has his fifth year option.
Sorry, you're right. He does, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, you've got Bell, Onyemata for sure. Pete.
Yeah, all right. Pete.
Lattimore?
No. Yeah, Terry.
Not Lattimore?
Terry? Yeah.
No.
Lattimore's got 2 years.
Yeah.
This is his third season.
All right. Yeah, Lattimore and Ramchek. Lattimore and Ramchek, we're picking up their 50 years, and like, all right, that's it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because Kamara.
We're going to have to pay Alvin Kamara this summer.
Yeah.
This offseason, sorry.
Even though we have another year, he's going to hold out. He's going to get paid like $600,000. He's, and he's smart to hold out because he's going to have the leverage. He's going to put up a monster season this year.
Yeah. How much do you think we're going to have to pay him?
Oh, God.
It'll be the record for running back.
Supposedly Dallas and Zeke are negotiating right now, trying to get it done this weekend. I mean, Kamara is probably worth that in the sense that at least if you pay him now, he's only had 3 years in the league and he split carries every year. If you're going to pay for him, at least you're going to get value for him over the next 4 years.
So do you front load the contract then?
Well, it depends what Brees does, because if Brees doesn't come back, we've got a big hit from him with Loomis's shady math. we're going to have a big hit.
But I still think Drew Brees is going to be, we're going to be paying Drew Brees in 2045. There's going to be something that.
We're going to give him like 2% ownership of the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I would assume probably 10 to 12 million at least a year for Kamara.
So Warren Sharp did this tweet about paying running backs. You talk about how much you give Kamara. Top salaries of running back. LeSean, cut for bad stats. DJ, 3.6 yards per carry last year, injured in 2017. Gordon, hold out for more money. Miller, torn ACL, out for the year. Gurley, injured last year. Deion Lewis, and he has an upside-down smiley face. Zeke, hold out for more money. Freeman, injured last year. McKinnon, injured last year and this year.
Look, I'm not saying it's a smart thing to do, but in terms of Kamara, I mean, he is the Camaro of our – he drives our offense. Pun.
I see what you did there.
If we don't pay him, somebody else will.
Yeah, true.
Or he'll sit out, especially after we win the Super Bowl, you know.
Do you know what? If we win the Super Bowl this year, I don't care what happens next year.
Well, I think what's going to happen if we win the Super Bowl is this team gets dismantled. They're not going to pay anybody.
Not yet. But I don't know. I mean, Kamara and Thomas are the offense, and if you're losing Breeze, you need Kamara. That's why I think we're going to pay him.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the Rams, well, hold on. The Rams really didn't give Gurley a bad contract because they can get out of that contract anytime they want, and there's not a lot of dead money or anything like that. It's going to be very – I'm very curious to see what Dallas is going to do with Ezekiel Elliott.
He's got on the.
what?
It's like the old anchor sitting at the desk. He got the suit, the all or whatever, and then he's got the blue shorts when he stands up.
Who's that?
James. He got up.
Oh, okay.
Carry on.
But anyway, like I said, so it's going to be very interesting to see what Dallas does with Ezekiel Elliott. And with this whole Ezekiel Elliott thing, you know, look, running backs. Man, they're not what they used to be. It's not like the 90s and the 80s anymore. You know, there are no – now, Elliott might be the exception, you know, but every team had their bell cow running back, you know. It's done by committee nowadays.
Talking of free agents, you've got to read it. Eli Apple as well is a free agent.
After this year, yeah, he's someone you're going to need to keep.
Fine.
Oh, you know, he played well.
AJ Klein, because, you know.
AJ Klein, really? Do you. I mean, you think. I don't think there'll be a big chase for AJ Klein.
No.
You know. Yeah, he should. We should be able to keep him pretty easily.
Taysom Hill's a restricted free agent.
Right, and you'll pay him, and he's not going to break the bank. But
what do you pay him?
Let me tell you, quarterback or not, Taysom Hill, you don't let go. And Sean Payton designs plays around him.
Right.
Do you pay Taysom Hill, though? That's amazing.
Taysom Hill doesn't make – God, I don't know what he's making now, but I'd say $5 or $6 million a year would be way overpaying him. I think he makes $3 or $4 million.
Well, it's going to be a question of if we let Bridgewater go and they're like, all right, well, let's say Breeze comes back and we're keeping Taysom as a backup and everything else, because he's still a quarterback designation, he's going to get a lot more than $3 or $4 million. You know why? Because some other team will throw some sick offer at him and either make him their quarterback. I mean, somebody's going to make him their quarterback.
They won't. Taysom Hill isn't a quarterback.
I think he can be.
I think he can be. Right, and that's the thing. People pay on potential. Look what the fucking Texans just did. They let their coach be their GM, and they just traded away Clowney for a third-round pick and peanuts.
That was a steal by the Seahawks, by the way.
I mean,
they traded away Frank Clark and got a first-round pick for him as well, then.
Yeah. I mean, hey, great. We don't have to face Clowney in week one. Well, now he's on Seattle in week three. Great.
We might win week one this year, though.
Oh,
I'd have given all three for Clowney.
I would have given up three for Clowney, yeah.
Seattle lost their best defensive end or defensive lineman to Kansas City. What was his name?
Frank Clark.
Yeah. Frank Clark. Just said that.
Sorry, I was not listening. I was trying to fix some technical difficulties with the live stream.
Yeah.
But no, It's gonna be an interesting, you know, first game of the season. Is, you know, we know how shit we are first game of the season. Yeah, Houston are always shit as well first game of the season.
Right, but I always look at that. Yeah, like Houston has, everybody always gets hyped on Houston, but it's fucking Houston. They're still run by Bill O'Brien. You know, Deshaun Watson's
overrated.
I mean, he's good, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, you put Lattimore on Hopkins and let's go. You know, I'll take my chances. They have no running backs.
They've got no offensive line.
Right.
No, they got the running back from Cleveland, didn't they?
Duke, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not going to rely on him as full-time.
McCoy could be going there to split carries, too.
I mean, yeah, that's
wouldn't be that
right.
Bad.
Yeah. But still, he's coming in week one. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not that scared of Houston. I mean, we do have a tough opening stretch, but Houston's not the team I'm worried about.
All right.
The one I'm worried about is the Seahawks on the road.
You're right. I mean, okay, I mean, look, I'll agree with Jason. Okay, maybe I'm not worried about Houston. I'm more worried about that it's the first game of the year, period.
Yeah.
You know, because we lost the last seven straight, you know.
Law of averages doesn't keep up, right?
But we're very good at home on prime time.
Ah.
It's true. Aha!
There we go.
That fixed it. That could fix it. Except that year that we played against the Colts after we won the Super Bowl and we lost to them. That was prime time.
Yeah, but that was the game.
Hold on, Jeff. That was not after we played Minnesota the year after we won the Super Bowl and we won.
Yes, this was the year after we lost to the
Bears. You're right. Sorry. Yes, that's
classic,
right.
Classic Jeff.
We lost both of them, so.
We should have a permanent clip from Jeff like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, we have got the Colts in a primetime game this year.
Mm.
Can anybody remember the score the last time we played them in a primetime game in the Dome?
62-7.
62-7, yeah.
That was an awesome game.
Was it Curtis Painter that was quarterback for the Colts?
Oh my God, how the fuck you remember that? Yes, it was. Yeah. Motherfuckers are just fucking Painter.
Wow. No Google. Sports fact up here. They just stay.
See, in that game, there is chat. That game could have a certain UK presence at that game.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, the good news is I'll be in my house, so we'll have a couple bedrooms upstairs that are free for whoever wants to come stay in the Donkeyville.
Airbnb, then away we go.
I'm thinking of doing Thursday to Monday. Oh, it's the Tuesday, so the game's on Monday.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, are you guys – yeah, so you're going to the Rams game in England?
I'm going to all four games in England this year.
You bought the season tickets?
Yeah, after a hard fight with the NFL, because they're trying to sell my tickets.
So which games do you get to see? Who's playing?
So we're going to see the – Rams v Bengals.
That's me and you, isn't it, Ben? Yeah.
Me and James are going to go and see that. We're also doing an official UK Saints fan meetup, sort of night before for a bar in London. Everyone's going to come in there. We're going to get absolutely pissed. And I think it's perfect to do it again when the Rams are in town as well.
Yeah, at least you can say, yeah, you're both for the Bengals, even though they're going to lose. At least.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to go fancy dress as a blind referee to that game as well.
Excellent.
That's going to be your carrier.
Yeah, I'm getting some of the old boycott bowl Mardi Gras beads sent across, so I have those around me.
Jason, you should ship him something, or somebody should.
Okay,
some beads. Or did you catch any of the yellow flag beads things?
I didn't go to Mardi Gras this year. I couldn't get over the bullshit. Are you free?
Oh, so it's the same.
Saints are releasing. Core national teamer Chris Banjo, source says. He got $1.8 million. Yeah, because he let up that fucking touchdown that Jason thought I was stupid for talking about. But guess what? If you're only special teams and you can't contribute on the defense, you're not going to make the team. You're going to have a bad time.
No, there's a couple of guys that do that. But that is surprising.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised at that.
I did not expect that. Wow. Yeah,
but yeah, going back to the UK game. So then we've got the Jags versus the Texans, the usual Drag show.
You know, I think Jacksonville is going to be surprisingly frisky.
Not with Nick Foles as quarterback.
I think he's. Well, I just look at the upgrade from anybody from Blake Bortles.
That's how I always got an. You weren't there. Well, you're a couple of rows down from me. I always got in a fight with when the Eagles came to London with the Eagles.
Yep.
Lost you again, Ben.
I'm surprised you don't think Big Dick Nick is gonna play well. Period.
No, it's a myth.
Do you think he's a product of the Philadelphia
system?
Yeah, 100%. But then we've got the new stadium that we're playing in as well. That's the Raiders versus the Bears, and that's the first game that's going to be there. Roger Goodell's going to be present, so I'm going to try.
That's when you need to go dressed as your blind ref, and your
both.
No, just hurl bricks at him. Fuck him.
So they do like on the tailgate outside. They have a big stage. And they will bring ex-players up and they do interviews on the stage before the game. And the commissioner always comes to one game and goes up on the stage. I reckon it's going to be that game because it's the first game in that new stadium.
I feel like I want Ash at that game that Roger Goodell shows up at.
I'm getting there with loads of yellow flags, and as soon as he's on the stage, I am going to just launch at him.
And he's going to be thrown out of that as well.
Well, yeah, hey, he's already been thrown out of a cricket game, so what's... If he gets thrown out by Roger Goodell, he's a hero. He's a hero among all Saints fans if Roger Goodell throws him.
We'll try and get that recorded.
And I don't know if you can speak for this or not, but what's the general attitude towards Goodell in the UK? Do people like him in only Saints fans?
He gets booed. Whenever he comes, he gets booed.
Good. And the irony is that he brought the NFL to... England.
He wasn't actually. It was the commissioner before him that brought the first game.
Paul Tagliabue, the one that saved the Saints.
Yep.
Don't you dare give Roger Goodell any kind of credit, Jeff.
But he brought them more games than one a year.
Yeah, he's done that. Okay. But
yeah, it was going to happen anyway.
He's still a cunt.
Yes.
A gash?
He's a gash.
At least I'm not the first one to drop the cunt bomb, all right?
It
was me.
Well, now that it's been dropped, you're free to go.
You know that Facebook jail that Ash keeps talking about? We're about to all be introduced to it.
Better not. This is our livelihood.
Whoa, that's a head and a half.
Yep. My fucking Saints hat was starting to get fucking itchy, so I fucking dropped it.
We're still having streaming issues. I wonder if it's because we've got so many live.
It's a gangbang and not an intimate setting. Facebook can't handle that.
Yeah, we should have been on like Chatterbait or something.
We should have been on Pornhub.
probably because I'm part of it, because I still got 33 minutes to go before.
Oh, I will laugh. I will laugh if 30 minutes from now, our stream cleans up.
It's happening.
33 minutes from now.
Why are you not using a VPN, Ash? Come on. You know you could probably get on if you just did that. Anyway. All right. So another thing I want to run into. Oh, I'm going to move us into Look at Him tweets. We weren't going to do segments. And I know you guys do questions and comments as well.
Crack on.
So, Ben, or Ash, whoever runs your questions, comments account where you receive them, I'll let you guys go first since I've been asking too many questions around here. So, if you've got
fuck, are you going to give me a fucking
I need to go get my phone. This is how unprepared we are.
I will delay by doing one question that we got on Twitter that actually we didn't get it at us, but I want to talk about it. And it came from...
I would assume we have to get a question from Neil at some point for this show.
Yeah. We haven't heard from Neil in forever.
It's almost like Neil had kids and decided they were important, and he stopped paying attention to sports.
No, Neil's still around. I speak to him at least once a week.
He's just the Patrol podcast, and he's now loyal to the UK Saints podcast. James, I see the look on your face. James stole it from us. We didn't pay the man. We should have signed him to
We should have tied him to a futures deal.
Right. We should have done it.
At least tagged him, right?
Yeah, we stole him from the practice squad.
That's right.
All right. Wasn't good enough to make the 53.
Child. All right. So this comes from EJ, also known as at Bourbon and Beer, and he's asked a question out to fellow meat smokers. So Damon, I'm looking at you. got a pork butt pack at Costco yesterday. It ends up being two different 7-pounders. Both of them are all kind of loose and really not together. So they're kind of, I guess, opened up or whatever. Would you rope them up with twine to smoke them or let them just be like that? So I don't know who in the UK, if smoked meats is a thing over there, but down here we love to smoke our meat. and so Jason, I know you're a pretty good smoker.
I have done it. Whenever I buy it, it's funny because you buy it in the close pack and then at some point it just, you unwrap the string and it just spills out like alien guts. I just kind of, I kind of cook it as is. You know, because it's...
Fall it out, or do you fold it over?
No, I just kind of... I mean, I inject it, and I season it, you know, or and do everything, but I leave it out because that way, if my fire sucks, which is, I mean, it's happened once or twice, I just have a tiny box smoker, and I stuff it in there, but I'm ready to get to upgrade and get something. I know, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to keep going. Damn. I want to hear what you say after, because I'm ready.
Power through.
All right. Ash is dying to say something.
That's okay. Go ahead. Say it.
No, carry on.
We've all lost our train of thought, right?
We're talking about smoking meat.
Yes, we're talking about smoking meat. So I like to just let it all hang out. I just like to let it all hang out.
Okay. So you don't wrap it.
No. No, I'm married. Why would I wrap it?
You've broken Ash. Ash is broken.
I tasted that. I tasted that.
Are we still on Facebook?
we're in jail now.
guys in the UK, do you guys ever smoke pork butts or ribs or anything?
Brisket?
I have a smoker in my back garden. I do, yeah. So occasionally I will partake.
No.
It's had to go! It's had to all go!
Fucking right, donkey.
That's right. One down, alright.
Can you hear in the background?
Dying. Okay, James.
Damon looks really unimpressed.
That, doesn't he?
That's everything.
Rob Avery.
Damon's usually the smoker, not the smoky, I think.
Right.
Oh, fucking hell, I love these Crash Rovers. Oh,
James, you smoke, what do you prefer to smoke?
Ash. Beef brisket.
Oh, fucking hell.
Brisket to me is the hardest thing to smoke. All right, but pork butt.
I definitely think something's lost in translation here, too.
Maybe.
Jeff, you just gashing them all, Jeff. You just gashing them all.
Oh God.
Anyway, EJ, it sounds like Jason says that it's best to just let it all hang out and don't wrap it. Just let it get smoked.
Oh well, you know what? I follow him on Twitter. He smokes meat a lot better than I do. That's right.
We are so immature. Okay.
Ash sounds like the fucking Joker over there.
I will share a recipe. I don't know if it's a recipe, but anyway. But there's you take dirty rice dressing. So not the rice. So
but yeah, but Jeff, they probably don't know what that is.
I know what it is. James, I know what it is.
Okay,
I know what it
is. Okay. Yeah, I trust James over the other two. I think James.
Okay, so you take like a Richard's. It's got to be Richard's, not Savoie's. So Richard's dirty rice. It comes frozen in the frozen section, and you add a onion and bell pepper to it. Just chop it up, add it to it. Don't cook it. Blah, blah, blah. All right, stuff that, cut a hole in your pork butt, a cavity. Stuff the butt.
I just turned Ash off.
Yeah.
Stick him on
every
mute.
Time he comes back.
We just fucking turn up the Ash every time.
Stuff the butt with the dressing.
Yeah, Jeff, death the butt.
Oh, fuck
and
my life.
Smoke it. And it's delicious because Jason, you would like to inject the butt.
Yes, I definitely inject
the butt. It's better to stuff the butt.
Yes.
Before you smoke.
I've never done it before, but
so,
I'm intrigued.
So can I ask whether you are forceful or gentle when you're stuffing the butt?
Is he a giver or a taker?
It depends. It depends whether there's a bone. It's bone
He's
in.
Fucking giving it a rip.
Oh god. Facebook's not gonna let us do this anymore.
No, definitely not.
Oh, fucking hell. No.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so guys watching on the stream, sorry that the video is choppy. I think it's Ash's fault.
That's okay. This audio is
My coffee's not my fault.
The audio is coming through just clean, so feel free to just listen. You know, you can shrink your window and listen to us and enjoy it. It's better anyway. You don't need to see us. We're ugly.
No.
So
we have some news, Saints news. Ziggy Hood has been cut, and so has Porter Gustin.
Okay, I didn't know either two of those guys were even on the team.
Fair enough, there you go.
Correct.
Ziggy actually played okay in game four, but again, it was game four. But I know Gustin was the guy who wore his short shorts at practice.
Well, that's the reason he's been cut then.
He likes to smoke pork butts.
He does like to smoke pork butts.
All right. So, EJ, there you go. Leave it all hanging out. But next time, get us a full-size one. Cut a cavity in it, stuff it with the dressing, and try that and let us know how it is. I mean, I think I'm not going to smoke a butt in another way anymore. That also would do well in if you're going to bake it or a crock pot, and I just cook it like a roast, and then it creates a delicious gravy with it as well. Anyway, all right, guys.
Would you spit roast a pork butt?
Oh, fuck off!
If it's dry, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Ash isn't interested, he's not loud.
Use a little bit of Ash first.
Anyway.
Ash or Ben, please, take us away from this topic. And
Okay. Well, I will say this. So we're now an hour and 15 minutes in. At this point, we should probably
you want to do an outro and then an intro for them?
But I also think we should do a checkpoint. But yes, this is probably where we should cut it, and this will be their feed. And then,
all right. Oh, great. So we're ending our segment on...
Smoking the butt.
It's a lady. All right, hang on. Let me get my script up. Quick.
Oh, fuck.
I hope y'all
dry.
Seen, if y'all haven't seen The Ladies Man, the movie with Tim Meadows, The Ladies Man, he talks about the butt all the time.
You guys watch Saturday Night Live over there?
It's on. Yeah, it's on.
I mean, I know it's not
this
what
it's from the 90s. This was the tweet we're referencing is from the 90s when it was good. Tim Meadows, Adam Sandler, and all them, or a little bit later. Anyway, okay, that's all the show we have for this hour. All right, if you are listening to this on the Dome Patrol podcast, sign, make sure that at this point you go over to the UK Saints podcast.
Okay, UK.
Good job, Ben.
Good job. And and play part two over there, and we'll just keep going. Basically, we'll carry on with the conversation, maybe a little bit of an intro, but for now, we're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Twitter for daily conversation, like us on Facebook for live broadcasts, subscribe on YouTube to watch those live broadcasts, not really live, as an alternative to your podcast app, and if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, you can go to DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, sober donkeys.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
See you, bitches.
Good night, Hootat Nation.